Hare Krishna. This is a reading of Uddhava Sandesh by Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami wrote two books describing messages sent between the gopis in Vrindavan and Krishna in Mathura. The first book is Hamsadutta, a narration of Lalita Sakhi's message to Krishna through a swan messenger, explaining the near-fatal condition of Srimati Radharani's feelings of separation since he left for Mathura. The second book is this Uddhava Sandesh, wherein Vasudeva Krishna in Mathura sends his most intimate confidant and cousin brother Uddhava to Vrindavan as his messenger to reveal his own feelings of love and separation from Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, as well as his other intimate friends and associates in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan. Uddhava Sandesh by Srila Rupa Goswami. One day in Mathura, Lord Krishna was sitting on a throne in his Krita Bhavan. As he looked out, he could see the flowers had started to bloom and new leaves were sprouting on the trees. He thought to himself that Mathura looked like a new bride. As he was appreciating that sweet scene, the remembrance of his Vrindavan pastimes bloomed in his heart. Krita Bhavan refers to a place of recreation where kings or princes would enjoy playing chess, gambling, etc. Due to the sudden remembrance of his Vrindavan pastimes, Lord Krishna began to breathe very heavily, and thus the lotus garland around his neck began to shake. As Krishna remembered his amazing pastimes with the Vraj gopis, incessant tears flowed from his eyes. Due to his being unable to enjoy those pastimes again, he became stunned and looked like a painted picture. Then Lord Krishna thought for a moment how to cross to the other shore of that ocean of distress, and proceeded up to the jeweled-studded roof of the palace. Seeing that Uddhava had come close to him, he wished to reveal his heart to him, but due to feelings of love, no words were able to come. O ocean of good qualities, Uddhava, you are my closest relative. Due to your advice and directions, we Yadavas are enjoying full prosperity. For these reasons, I wish to give you the service of fulfilling a very secret desire of mine. If one gives one's desired work to a person full of good qualities, then he can be sure of the result. O my friend, when we heard from Gandini Nandan, Akrora, Kamsa's puffed-up order, we came along with him from Vrindavan to Mathura. At that time, the young Brajagopis entered into an ocean of separation from me. My dear friend, now they are somehow or other keeping their life force within their bodies. My dear friend, of all those gopis, the beautiful Srimati Radharani, who has no equal, and is more dear to me than my life, is somehow, at this time, remaining alive, due to Lalita and her other gopi friends tactfully convincing her that I will be returning to Vrindavan very soon. Well, best of advisors, Uddhava, you, please go to Nandagram, the capital of Nanda Maharaj, which is situated on a beautiful hill covered by wonderful creepers and the best of trees, and surrounded by a wall made of priceless jewels. There, kindly deliver my message to Srimati Radharani, who has been bitten by the snake of separation and is feeling unlimited anguish in her heart. Please try to bring her back to life and make her happy again. My dear friend, in this universe, there are many holy and important places where I appear in various deity forms to bring happiness to my pure devotees, like yourself. But I honestly swear to you that there is no place which brings more happiness to my heart than Gokul, Braj. There, in Braja Vrindavan, what to speak of the moving beings, even the trees, creepers, grass, and other non-moving living entities would have been burnt up in the fire of separation long ago if it were not for the tears of the gopis falling upon them. My dear friend, when the gopis would see me, even a little distressed, they became unhappy. But they would not become even a little distressed if a mountain of unhappiness came upon them. So please, do not tell them about the unlimited unhappiness I am feeling due to their separation. Simply remind them how much I love them. Oh, brother, Nandisvara Hill, Nandagram, is far from Mathura, so you please leave immediately. The road is easy and very beautiful. When you will enter into an ocean of bliss upon seeing Braj, I will also become happy, because when a highly qualified person becomes happy, his dear friends become also. By the route which Uddhava was sent, Nandagram was about 90 kilometers from Mathura. Uddhava was sent on that same route which Krishna had come from Nandagram. The next 20 shlokas describe that route which Krishna wishes Uddhava to take.